From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is back at the White House after his unannounced weekend trip to Afghanistan. The president cheered on U.S. troops and delivered a stern message to Afghan President Hamid Karzai to root out corruption and improve living conditions. Now, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen is in Kabul to keep the pressure on. Russian investigators are looking for evidence to determine who's behind two deadly bombings on Moscow's subway system this morning. Two female suicide bombers detonated explosives. At least 37 people are dead, dozens of others seriously injured. Peter Van Dyke has more from the Russian capital on the attacks and the aftermath.
The trains were packed when the bombers struck, about 45 minutes apart during this morning's rush hour. President Dmitry Medvedev condemned the attack and vowed the country would fight terrorism without hesitation and to the end. The head of Russia's Federal Security Service told the president during a televised meeting that the attacks were believed to have been the work of rebels from the country's restive North Caucasus. Terrorist violence is common in the region, which includes Chechnya, but rare outside. However, this attack follows one in November on a Moscow-St. Petersburg express train that killed 27 people. Medvedev ordered increased security across the country and said previous measures had been inadequate. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
The Moscow bombings are prompting other subway systems to increase security, including in New York City, where Jeremy Soffin is a Transportation Authority spokesman.
As a precaution following the bombings in Moscow, there's an increased police presence in the system today.
Neither Soffin nor other New York transportation officials are providing any further details. The Commerce Department says consumers spent marginally more last month than they did in January, but their incomes didn't rise to cover it. Economists say the latest figures reflect modest, though not spectacular, economic growth. Problems in the housing industry are not limited to the U.S. In Britain, mortgage approvals last month dropped to their lowest level in 9 months. And as Larry Miller reports from London, this is just the latest indicator that economic recovery in the UK is on a slow path.
The number of UK mortgages approved in February fell for the third consecutive month. It was just a fifth of the typical figure before the credit crunch hit. Hoping to get the market moving, the government last week cut purchase tax for first-time buyers of homes worth up to $375,000. One leading economist says he's skeptical this will make a difference. British property prices have recovered about half of what they lost when the financial crisis hit. But two major mortgage lenders report falling prices last month puts a further question mark over whether a recovery in the housing market can be expected. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The U.S. Treasury Department says it will start selling its stake in Citigroup that it acquired when it rescued the big bank in 2008. Stocks are up in early trading today. This is NPR News. North Korea is threatening retaliation against South Korea for allowing visits to the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ, that separates the two nations. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing, the area has become a major tourist site.
The official Korean Central News Agency quotes an army spokesman as saying that the U.S. and South Korea are using the DMZ as a tool in psychological warfare. At the truce village of Panmunjom, U.S. Army guides warn visitors not to get too close to the South Korean or ROK soldiers.
All the ROK soldiers here are required to have a black belt in Taekwondo or better. Most hold black belts in Taekwondo, Hapkido. This one also holds an additional one in Jiu-Jitsu. Now, you are welcome to take pictures with the ROK soldiers, but I must ask that you please do not disturb them. Personally, I don't like getting much closer than this.
North Korea warns of deadly consequences if the DMZ tours continue. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The leading opposition party in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, says it will not participate in this year's elections. The rules would ban democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi from participating. She's been under house arrest for most of the past 20 years, and she calls the election rules unfair. Rain is soaking the entire east coast of the U.S. Forecaster Bruce Terry of the National Weather Service says the storm is churning steadily northward.
Even Florida got in on the action. They're not going to see much additional rainfall later today. The better rains will be farther north, but it's been pretty much the entire east coast from Florida, eventually into Maine.
Trees snapped, power lines broke, and metal roofs peeled off as the storm blew through south-central North Carolina. Meteorologists have not been able to confirm reports of tornadoes. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.